RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Koziol, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Mitis.
Good morning, everybody. Here on a Saturday, the last Saturday in May, we welcome you into Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. My name is Brian Koziol. Thanks for joining us. PGA Pro Jeff Mitis along with me as well. Kevin Sylvester working this week, the PGA Tour event, the Charles Schwab Challenge down in Texas. And we maybe will be checking in with Kevin. I know with the time change, and he was out in the heat yesterday, so he says he's going to try to make an appearance at the end. But nevertheless, we're on site as we always are, making our tour around Western New York, talking golf. And this week, we're really excited to be at Springville Country Club, and it's a big year for Springville as we welcome in PGA Pro Jeff Mitis. Jeff, good morning.
Yeah, it's beautiful down here. I feel like I'm nature bathing. My soul feels better just to get down here in Springville once again and see the landscape and the nature and the golf course and the people here. It's fun. I haven't been here in a long time, so excited to be here. 100 years.
Very cool.
100 years.
For anything to be around for 100 years and to be thriving is great. And We're outside on their brand new patio, which is a really, really nice look.
I feel like I'm almost camping, but glamping. You know what I mean? It's nice out here. Yeah.
That's right. You're tough, though. You can do regular camping.
I prefer the glamping.
I know. Yes. Coming up here on the show, we've got a lot of guests here from Springville. We'll be joined in just one moment here. Sydney Zalakowski, a board member and chairman of the 100th Anniversary Committee. She'll be on with us. Brian Coyne, the course superintendent. Course looking great. So Sydney and Brian in just one moment. Also, PGA Pro Dave Thomas will join us in segment number two. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. We'll talk a little bit about last week's PGA Championship. Justin Thomas getting it done in the playoffs, so some exciting stuff there. And then we'll do our check of the PGA Tour Leaderboard, the LPGA Leaderboard, Champions Tour Report. All that coming up here along the way from Springville Country Club. It's a 100-year anniversary. And with that, let's bring in our guest. Let's start with Sydney Zalakowski, the board member and chairman of the 100th Anniversary Committee. Sydney, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Congratulations. Yeah,
oh,
100 years
so
is pretty
much.
Cool.
That's
thank
a cool
so
title,
yeah.
Chairman of the 100th Anniversary Committee.
Yeah. So we actually have a whole group of people that were chairing this event. And so we've started 2 years ago to kind of put this all together. But very exciting year, as you said, for us here at Springville. Very candid history here, very rich history. So it all started with the railroad. They actually purchased 150 acres in 1899, and they actually sold it. It became for sale in 1922. And so the people from Springville and Glenn Pop Warner, which hopefully everybody is recognizing his name, actually spearheaded the whole event for us. Now, and so
it was a park before that?
Yes, actually, this was known as Cascade Park, and the reason why it was called that was because of the multitude of waterfalls that we had actually flowing into the Cattaraugus Creek.
Very, very cool. Yeah, so the story that we're going to tell here over the next few minutes is really cool, just how it became from the park itself into a 9-hole club, and then eventually to what it is right now here over the course of the 100 years. But so, Sydney, the railroad's obviously a big part of this area, and the bridge, the signature bridge that is out on this course here, part of the logo that we've been sharing with people this week. So how did the sale go down, and how much was it to get in on that first? And you said Pop Warner, the famous football coach, was kind of spearheading it all, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So he actually ran an ad in the Springville Times in 1922 and got everyone super excited about joining Springville Country Club. So they actually ended up having about 190 original members, and the cost to actually purchase one share was $50. And so for $50, that's how we started this whole club.
Wow. $50.
$50.
But 100 years ago,
it wasn't chump change, probably. You know, yeah.
What that would be in today's dollars, but I'm sure at that time that seemed like something, you know, reasonable or something that maybe people had to save up for or be a part of, but what a commitment it is, and what a cool thing to kind of be a part of that start.
Yeah, and I mean, for any club to last 100 years is really, really impressive. And then we got this beautiful packet with the history of the club, and we're reading through it and just all the things between. This is the third clubhouse, the golf shop burned down, you know, this. Angie Albarico's been here between him and the PGA Pro, Mr. Thomas. I think it adds up to probably 100 years between the two of them almost. And it's just a club that's been around, and it just seems to grow and thrive every year, though. It's like, I haven't been here in 10 years. The club's grown, and your membership is full, and things are looking really, really nice, aren't they?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, we have no shortage of members, and so we're super excited about that, which allows us to be the successful club that we are.
Yeah, today's a nice event too, right? There's a big tournament this afternoon?
Yeah. So along with our 100-year anniversary, we actually started back in April with our incorporation day, which was actually the physical day that they signed the papers in order to become Springville Country Club Incorporated. And so today we're marking our 100th year anniversary of the opening of the clubhouse. So it actually, fun fact, happened on Decoration Day in 1922. And so they had a big band playing and those kinds of things. We are actually emulating that same picture today. So we have a golf event. We have the Springville Jazz Orchestra coming down and playing for us. So big band.
Awesome.
And we have a fabulous dinner planned as well.
It sounds like a nice day.
Yeah. You talk a little bit about the bridge over Cattaraugus Creek. For people that have maybe played this course, even for non-members, that might be something that they remember about this place. So I know you've incorporated it into your 100th anniversary logo, but I'm sure even people that drive by the course, like that's something that they probably talk about is, oh, I remember the hole with the bridge. So maybe just talk about that history and the evolution of it.
Absolutely. So that was that's actually our 14th hole. It's our signature hole. It is absolutely the idea behind our 100th anniversary icon that we've chosen. And so it's actually about 190 feet up. That was actually, you know, the Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Rochester Railroad actually had to build that in order to get coal across. So that's how it was born. And then we just kind of inherited that signature vision off of our 14th hole.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, it is. It is a signature vision. And this place winds around through the woods, and there's a lot of elevation changes. And I would say the 12th hole, which I know, people, if you haven't been here, it's right along the ravine. Zor Valley ends there, and the creek starts right there. How far down do you hit on that hole? Do we know?
Let's introduce our next guest. No, Brian Coyne, the
change in elevation.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. Hi, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about what Jeff's talking about here.
So what we've been doing is it is a great area along our golf course, and you're right. Most people will talk of that whole ravine all the way along the Cattaraugus. And so we've, since I've been here, we've opened that up more because it had gotten overgrown. And so when you stand up on, you know, on the 12th tee, you're looking down, it's deceiving. And, but it's a great hole. Cindy says signature hole for 14. We have a number of holes that, yeah. But you know, 14 is, will knock your socks off. And so
that hole almost gives me vertigo.
I mean, there you go.
Number 12, you're standing up there. Yeah. It's a long way down. Yep.
So the course looks great, which just Thank driving you. Up, we were both saying that. So kudos to you Thank and your you. Staff. How about the challenges of making those holes? Because you know that's what people are, as you know, people are going to come play it.
Exactly.
They're going to talk about those holes.
Exactly.
And, you know, the challenge of maybe even maintaining that area and
right.
and so, the decision to maybe open it up more to
right.
see the views and all
right.
that.
Right. And yeah. so we've done that where we've got, so 12, 14, 7. Where you're looking to the east, you know, your sunrises. But, yeah, you know, when it comes to Springville Country Club, I think, like we were saying, the you know, Jeff, you were saying, you know, glamping here and coming through the woods. And, mm-hmm. You know, the fall color is fantastic.
Oh,
but
yeah.
when it comes to what we've done here, we've changed some cultural practices to make it more challenging. And we've this year we're going in with new sand in all the bunkers. We've actually done a recent walkthrough with Ian Andrew, an architect that
I'm familiar with him. Yep.
Yes,
yep.
And so to give us a few more ideas for the next 100 years. And mm-hmm. so it's a great layout and challenging for those that are very good. We have a lot of good golfers, and then we have those that come out and just want to play golf. And so our members are fantastic.
And you have a big event today. We were here. It was pouring this morning.
Right.
You said this place drains beautifully.
It does. And it all heads to the creek. And so,
yeah, you're 100 feet above it. I guess water flows down, doesn't it? Yeah.
And so, you know, that's our irrigation source. We're fortunate to have that. And, but that roadway going down to the creek was actually the path to the creek back in the days of the park to go down and picnic along a beach near the trestle. So, A lot of great history here.
Yeah,
a lot of great history.
Brian Coyne, the course superintendent, Cindy Zalakowski, board member, chairman of the 100th anniversary committee, joining us here on TD Green. We're live at Springville Country Club. Yes, 1922 to 2022. Really, really cool thing for us to be here and talk about. Brian Colsey along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here on Tee to Green. So one more thing on Pop Warner, because I love football. Of course, if you live in this area, people love the Bills and they love football. But to have Pop Warner associated, Brian, that's super cool.
It's
that
very
He was kind of the guy that upstarted that group that got everybody going, contributing the $50 each. And
that's what coaches do, right?
That's what coaches
rally
do.
The troops.
Exactly. Exactly right. And so, you know, to have that kind of knowledge of, you know, the game was taking off at the time and wanting to have something here in Springville to take golf to Springville was pretty far, you know, far forward thinking on their part to take advantage of that. And what a great place to do that in a park, which, you know, Donald Ross did a lot of those types of golf courses.
And you're saying you're still finding things from 1922
we are. And so again, with that, we're trying to bring that, incorporate that into our, you know, our theme, you know, when it comes to the logo, you know, with the trestle in the background, it's pretty special. It really is.
So Sydney, the course was originally 9 holes. We'd like to see Brian's challenge to maintaining those old greens, right? They were sand and oil greens. Is that how they first started?
Yes, actually, the original greens were sand and oil. And then what happened is in 1929, fun fact, Ralph B. Waite was actually a member here at Springville Country Club. He was actually one of the original members, and he actually created Novocaine. And so he had a lot of money, and so he actually contributed and built our first green, so bentgrass green. And so that's how we started going from away from the sand greens, sand and oil, to grass greens.
So if you hit it on the green, at least this is how I'm reading it. You can correct me if I'm wrong here. So if you hit it on the green and I was 30 feet away, Brian, then you'd pull the ball
Throw a
over
bad
the
shot
side.
For you. Bad shot.
Right,
for
a bad
you.
Shot
yeah,
for
yeah.
me. Right, 30
yeah.
feet. Right. Yeah. Normally I'm inside 10 every time.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So if I'm 30 feet away, Brian, they said what? You would putt the same distance, but on the edge where it was smoother, and then after I was done, I would have to rake it
right.
to smooth it out.
I mean, it was some kind of you know, you had to you know, basically, because there's more guys coming behind you, so you got to create the surface back again, and so, but you know, we still have we have the sand-based greens, not from, from that time, but we've got push-ups and sand-based due to the construction that's happened over the years. So
awesome. Cindy, how about a little bit about just this new patio and the story about the clubhouse? I know Jeff mentioned there was a fire and then some creativity. I know we're going to talk a little bit about that with Dave here coming up too, but just the evolution of the facility itself.
Yeah, so we, again, have been very blessed with members. And so we actually rebuilt this clubhouse three times. This is third time's the charm, right? That's what they say.
Yep.
And then we just actually redid the whole patio here. I know you're going to post some pictures on Twitter. This was B&W Concrete that helped us out with that. We actually had a roof put on this year. Again, our memberships are very giving, right? And so they're interested in helping us preserve our history for 100 years.
Yeah, it's fun when you're walking in. Just reading this pamphlet was fun this morning. Yeah, just catching up on everything. That's, who knew? Like, I've been coming here forever. I had no idea the history of this place.
What's the best part about taking care of this place, Brian?
Well, I would say the members. I'm, yeah. You know, it's, you know, we're fortunate where, like, we're getting out the door in the morning and there's those few, the early birds, you know. We've got a few of them which are great. And so We tend to, I tend to say it's the members that you know, make this golf course special. But for me, it's you know, look at me. I've got the best office of anyone I know. It's 160 plus acres and enjoy it every day. Yep.
Cindy, how about what's going on this year? I know you have some events that everybody's excited about.
Yeah, so as we talked about, we have our opening event today with our decoration day, signifying our 100-year opening of our clubhouse. And then later on this year, we actually have our history and ride-along. So we're actually bringing back our original course superintendent, along with Dave Thomas. We're going to actually walk around and learn the history of the golf course, which you're going to hear from Dave in a minute. He's going to kind of bring you up to speed with that. The really fun thing is that we are going to play the original nine holes. So as the course is laid out today, we actually have to shut it down because we're going to have to cross fairways. It's a very challenging game, which Dave will actually talk a little bit about again. And then finally, at the end of this year, we're going to have a tent party for all of our members.
And you guys are hosting the state senior AM also later this year, right?
Yes, actually, yep. We are hosting that in September.
That'll be cool, too.
Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, just a beautiful place, and the history is really cool to talk about here. There's so much. And Sydney, we appreciate you. You and John Nason, I know, John, thank you. You've really organized this and made it nice for us, too, to get some cool info. So thank you so much for joining us. Have fun with the events today and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much, and thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah, you can tell you guys love this place with the enthusiasm and the way everything's been done here. People like you make clubs cool, and that's what's cool about coming out here.
Brian, thank you. Course looks great.
Thank you very much.
Good luck with all the events this year celebrating the anniversary.
It's going to be fun. Thank you guys for coming down.
All right, Brian Coyne, the superintendent, Sydney Zalikowski, the board member and chairman of the 100th Anniversary Committee. Take a timeout here on TD Green. We're live at Springville Country Club. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot to go. The PGA Pro, Dave Thomas, is going to join us next. He'll talk a little bit more about the golf course, the history surrounding it, what he likes about it, and we'll also get our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. Dave and Jeff will chime in on that. Timeout here from Springville. Back with more in a moment on WGR on TD Green.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra and Jim Beam, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tea to Green coming up.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our tip of the week. Brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
721, welcome back to Springville Country Club. They're celebrating their 100th year anniversary, and we're excited to be here. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Midas on Tee to Green. Kevin Sylvester working the PGA Tour event this week, the Charles Schwab Challenge. We'll get that leaderboard and thoughts on that coming up in our third segment. You heard it is time for the tip of the week, and with that, we normally bring in the pro from the course that we're at. So let's introduce him, Dave Thomas, the longtime PGA pro here from since 1991. Dave, good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
You get the job when you were 18 or something,
yeah,
Dave?
Exactly. Yeah. It's been a few years. It's Angel Barrico was here for 32 years, so it's our 100th anniversary, as you guys already know. So he and I have been here for almost two-thirds of that 100 years, which is pretty remarkable.
That's pretty impressive, yeah.
So you've been a chance to see, obviously, evolution of how the course has changed, the facility has changed, and what did it look like in 91 and compared to what it looks like now?
It was a typical older-style golf course, shorter holes, severe dog legs, and technology takes over. And I was blessed to work with Roger Bugenhagen, our golf course superintendent, for my first 25 years, and he allowed me to be involved with building seven complete holes, start to finish, irrigation, USGA spec greens, in-house, which is pretty much unheard of. So that really changed the complexion of our whole golf course. It turned into a more of a player's golf course instead of that old-style 312-yard par fours, which was pretty fun. So without him, it would be not even close to what it is today.
Yeah, and that must have been a really cool process to be engaged with every day, going from scraping the land to seed to everything else. Yeah.
We would go out and hit balls, hit tee shots out in the fields and figure out where the bunker should be, where the dog leg should be, where the water should be, where the green should be. And fortunately, the board at the time, which we've always had great boards, the board at the time really let us have free rein on the design and construction process of the whole six or seven brand new holes.
That's super cool.
Yeah, I would love to be engaged with the process like that. Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
People don't do in-house stuff.
So you really truly have had your stamp here, not only the many people that you've worked with and talked with and played with, but that your mark's out there physically too. That's
do they blame you? Like, you don't hit hooks. That's why you put all the stuff on the left.
Exactly. Long left. Oh, there it goes. Jeff, there goes the hook.
Yeah.
All right, so you say this course now is more of a player's course. For those that maybe are listening that have never played it, can you describe maybe what it's like playing it here?
So we're still relatively short. We're like 6,350 from our back tees. However, since the renovations, our golf course is still difficult enough for our good players and still playable enough for our higher handicappers, which a lot of golf courses don't have that combination. And we're blessed to have that here. We still have, I think, the most low handicappers in the whole district. I think we have, last time I counted, we had 81 players, 9 handicap or less.
Jeez.
Our club championship is 3 rounds, and 8 out of the last 10 years, the 3-round total has been under par. which is pretty impressive for club golf. That's
very impressive. Yeah. And I can see why it can challenge a good player because of the change in elevations. Yeah. You know, you've got to hit good tee shots here. You've got to be under the pin. I mean, there's things you have to do to play well here.
The greens are very difficult. Severe, small, slopey greens.
Fun to putt, though.
Well, sometimes fun to putt.
I think they're fun to putt.
When they get up to about 11 and a half, they can be pretty challenging.
Yeah, I would imagine that.
Which is really a defense for the golf course.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned putting.
Yep.
Let's get it in here. We said we're going to do our West New York PGA tip of the week.
Yeah.
What are some of the keys that you think are to being a successful putter? And then we'll also talk about maybe putting here at Springville as well.
Well, for me, it's always been a numbers game. It sounds a little odd, but it's a generational thing that I'm good at math. My goal has always been to average around 30 putts per round, knowing that if I two putt every hole, that'll be 36 putts. I can chip it within 3 or 4 feet, 3 or 4 times during a round to one putt, and then make the occasional 10 or 12 footer that gets me right to 30. And I would challenge everybody, especially the people that are listening today, to take the number of putts they have in a round, subtract it out, and add my 30 putts just by controlling the distance and working on getting to that 30 number. And most people their end up score will be 7 or 8 shots better. Not because we hit it farther, straighter, just because we're more conscious of distance control, like the guys on the PGA Tour. As you watch them, their distance control is absolutely incredible, and they put on much more difficult greens than our average golfers do.
And so do you have drills that you like to do for distance control, or how do you before a round, or when you're giving someone a lesson and you're focusing on that?
I like to, so people constantly try and make everything, which is our goal, period, but I like to lay the flag stick down behind the hole about 1.5 feet,
mm-hmm.
and I tell my students that every time they hit that flag stick that they owe me $1, which means that their distance control was poor.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, if you knock it 3.5 feet by, if it's an inch offline, you still have 3.5 feet left. If you hit it the correct distance, you only have 1.5 inches left, which is right in Jeff and my wheelhouse.
Yeah. You get a little twitchier as you get older on some of those. Right. Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, we've always talked that I think, you know, what's the most important part of putting? Speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if you've got a breaking putt,
right.
If it's left and right, you know, it's breaking 8, you can play 8 inches of break or 4 inches of break or whatever it is.
Yeah.
As long as you match your speed to the line you've
mm-hmm.
chosen,
yeah.
then you've got a good chance. But speed is always going to be the most important. And you watch, what are the best players? How do they differentiate themselves? It's usually 100 yards in and around the putting green and on the PGA Tour.
Right.
Who's winning? The guy who's putting the best or the lady who's putting the best. And, yeah, my favorite speed control drill is we've talked about this on the show. I get lessons and I have people just lag it to the collar
mm-hmm.
and try to get as close to the collar as they can without letting it touch that collar. That way, instead of focusing on line, they're completely engrossed and engaged in just getting the speed right. And if you get the speed right,
true.
that's when three putting's happening. You know, people three putt from 8 feet because they get the speed wrong.
Yeah.
So I do agree. I think speed is the most important part of putting in and getting that in there. And I think you got to have a longer, smoother stroke mm-hmm. as opposed to a shorter, more abrupt stroke to control your speed and some flow in it. And I think, you know, a softness in your hands and arms and a longer flowing stroke helps with speed control.
What do you think the biggest mistake when you see amateurs putting that they're doing even before they go to actually pull the putter back? I mean, are people over reading, under reading? Are that what should, you know, if I'm coming up on a, let's say a 30 footer, like what should I be doing when I'm coming up here to get ready to prepare to hit that, beyond the fact that yes, I have to have that actual physical hitting the distance right?
I really think that people get hung up in the technique of putting. As you watch the PGA Tour, there's 50 different methods on the PGA Tour of putting.
Isn't different the majority stances, of grips different
grips.
Now?
They try everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I would, the one thing that really hits home for my students is if we had 10 beer bottles lined up and we each had a bag of rocks.
Now you got my attention.
We each had a bag of rocks, but I'm going to challenge Jeff that he has to hold the rock a certain way. And his elbow has to come back at a certain speed.
Yeah.
And his weight has to be 71% on his left leg. And
good luck.
Guess what? I would have broken all the bottles before he threw one rock. So target for me is the most important thing. Don't get hung up in
Yeah.
Where the golf ball is, where the putter is, how the putter goes back, work on the target.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I would say that I see amateurs move a lot, though, also. So when you watch a good player putt, there's a real solid base to them. And poor players, when they putt, you see all kinds of things moving, wiggling, legs, shoulders, arms, heads, as opposed to just making it as simple as possible. I like to create a real simple machine and then just focus on my speed and starting it on the line I've chosen. And confidence, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you're not confident, you know, that's a tough way to putt.
One of my most important drills that I challenge my members with is to try and pick a nice, straight, three-foot putt and try and make 10 in a row. And if you miss one, you gotta have to start over. So not a difficult putt, but how many times have players got on the first hole and they miss a 2.5 or 3 foot putt and they go, oh my God, it's going to be one of those days.
Yeah.
So if they just made 10 in a row, I'm going to make all the rest of them. And I would challenge people when they do that drill to listen for the ball to go in the hole. Don't let your eyes follow the ball to the hole, because that's what Jeff alluded to. That's that movement of your body.
Yeah, I think that though that's where probably just as much as any shot anywhere on the course, if people come to you and say, Dave, I want to improve my score. Everybody, of course, wants to improve their score. But they're probably holding the driver while asking you that.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. When instead, it could be really done, like you said, if you were good 5 feet and in all the time, I mean, boy, what would everybody's score look like?
And we all play with people that when they set up over a 5 or 6 foot or 10 foot putt, you always think they're going to make it because they're excellent putters, because they've worked so hard, they've done the drills. And that's the goal of all golfers, is to stand over an 8 or 10 foot putt and really think it's going to go in.
And that's where confidence comes in. Yeah. If you've seen that putt, you made those 10 3-footers before your round. Hey, I just made 10 of these. I'm going to make this one.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then you play well then. Yeah. You putt well. Yeah.
Good advice there from Dave and Jeff, our West New York PGA Tip of the Week. Of course, if you want to get started in golf, visit your local PGA pro. You can contact Dave here at Springville. You can contact Jeff. You can go to WNYPGA.com. And get yourself started with the game that we all love. Okay, this course itself here at Springville, Dave, it's gone over quite a bit of change. We talked in the first segment with Sydney and Brian just how it started off 9 holes, sand and oil greens, the original purchase.
Do you remember playing them, Dave?
Sorry,
I took a shot. Yeah.
Good job, Jeff. Thanks. Yes, that's right. Way to make our guests feel welcome.
Soon. Yeah. I drive along day.
Yeah.
So then you, of course, said you came along, helped design what was the golf change itself now. So, the layout itself, how many changes have you seen differently here since you've been here?
It's dramatic. Like I said, those 7 new holes, I mean, you're talking about an 18-hole golf course. 7 complete new holes is a pretty dramatic change for
anybody.
Yeah,
that would be dramatic, yeah.
And what's amazing to me is, obviously, Jeff is going to understand these numbers, but our 7th, 8th, and 9th hole, which was our first major change, those 3 holes from start to finish in-house, with the irrigation, with USGA spec greens, cost $141,000. Where 3 holes are...
How much is it to build a green now? Yeah, a green.
To build a hole is right around $400,000.
Yeah, that's what I was figuring. Yeah, doing it in-house, you had to have an outstanding superintendent to pull something like that off.
So we would have never had the changes that we've had if it wasn't for Roger Bugenhagen and his son Mike.
Good reminder, by the way, to anybody at your club or at your course, because Jeff, you've been at many courses where the member comes up, hey, if you just design the hole here, like you can put a hole right over here, right, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, let me get my mower. I'll get out and do it right now, right?
Yeah. That's all you do is you just got to cut the grass shorter and then you'll have a green. Yeah. That's kind of not how I like the people that want to put them in their backyards and then they do and then they realize how much work a putting green is actually to maintain.
It is quite a bit of work.
Yes.
I know. Dave Thomas with us, the head PGA professional here at Springville Country Club. Okay, so how are you involved in the 100th anniversary? And
I'm on the committee, and I've collected information. I've always asked the membership, you know, through our communications, to donate things to me to preserve the history of the club. So there's a display in our clubhouse currently that you guys may have walked by.
I did.
And that's all mostly material that the members have donated to me over the years to perpetuate the history of a pretty neat place.
Can you talk about Ange for a minute. Yeah, just because I love Ange and I haven't seen him in a while, and I'm glad to hear he's still playing. And tell us a little about Ange Albarico, a fellow PGA professional.
Ange Albarico was the golf professional here before me, and he was here for 32 years. And he's 96 now, and he still is here pretty much every day. Hits balls, might play nine holes.
I did see a picture. Did he hit what was like kind of like a ceremonial tee shot to get you to kind of kick off the year this year?
We did. We both hit a tee shot on number one with a little bit of a small audience, which was pretty fun to kick off the year and our new first tee. And obviously we saved the golf balls and signed them, and they're part of the collection now for the history of the club, which is pretty fun.
So there was a fire in the clubhouse, right?
Pro shop.
In the pro shop. Yep. And I heard you had some creative ways to kind of keep everything going.
Well, it was pretty devastating. It was at the wrong time of the year. It was May 8th, 2006. It was a Monday night, and it was 100% loss.
Oh,
the whole pro shop, all the carts.
Clubs.
All the members' clubs. So Monday night, and then that Wednesday, we had scheduled a stag for 120 golfers, and we still had the stag. I managed to get carts, rental carts in one day, and we still had the stag. And one of the members donated a motor home for me to use as a temporary pro shop. My companies came through, and most of the members had their new clubs in 5 or 6 days, which was pretty awesome. But it was a pretty ugly year for me.
I remember when it happened, yes. Yeah. And my heart went out to you at that time. It was that was as hard a time as in situation you can imagine as a golf pro.
Like I said, at the time, obviously, I lost all my stuff. The members lost all their stuff. But as long as nobody got hurt, it's just stuff.
Yeah.
We can always get new stuff.
And cool, guess what you got now? Yeah, a beautiful shop. Yeah.
It's cool how everybody rallied together to make wake it work and to donate the motorhome so you guys could have a shop.
Oh, yeah.
That's really great.
Oh, it was really good.
How about this new patio that we're sitting on here right now?
Fantastic.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's outstanding from our point of view here as we overlook the course, and from the patio, it looks great. Dave, do you want to jump in? Before we let you go, how about a thought on the PGA Championship last week? I know for all PGA golf professionals, that major has a special feeling because it's, you know, the PGA pros can actually play in it. For those that don't know, Jeff, you quickly just explain that again, that you technically could have played in that event, right?
The PGA Championship is owned by the PGA of America, and we have local qualifiers, and the top 20 PGA professionals from around the country in our championship qualify for the PGA Championship. And it's a tough road to go, but I've never done it, but those guys, as good as those guys are, they're still not as nearly as good as the tour players.
Yeah. What do you think about just, I guess let's start with how we'll call it regulation time ended there on the 72nd hole. Meadows tee shot at Piera, chance to win. It would change his life. I mean, it's still going to change his life in a good way, but it could have been an astronomical life change for him. And he ends up hitting the driver into the water.
It was a super exciting finish, and nobody really saw with four holes left a playoff coming. And I don't know, probably most of the viewers maybe heard Meadows interview afterwards. He said, "I had no idea what my body did on that last tee shot."
We've all been there, right? You can empathize. Yeah. I mean, that's why we watched to the end of that event, because this guy's never been in that situation before, and we've all hit bad shots when we didn't want to. Yeah. But he handled it well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
would you have told him to hit driver, Jeff?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I would. He was driving it well, and you never, you know, if you're feeling confident, you don't even think like that. I'm just going to hit the driver right there, right? Yeah. And you could tell by his finish something happened somewhere along the way.
Yeah, the follow through was definitely not what he had done in the previous 71 holes.
His head got in his way halfway down on that shot. It sure looked like he started thinking about it. And the other point though is, you know, Justin Thomas played great.
Oh yeah.
And Will Zalatoris didn't lose in that play. I mean, he got beat, I thought. And it was good golf all the way through.
The playoff was terrific too.
Yeah.
I mean, they played great.
Zalatoris, as we talked this segment about putting, has been known for maybe not being a good putter so early on in what has been a really successful, great start to his pro career.
Well, we see his path, and he finds a way, though. Like, you see the slow-motion video of his putter going in 18 different directions on a three-footer.
We saw a little bit of both, yeah. When he took it back, it's like...
But yet he made him. Inside.
There was some that he made. Yeah, and then there was a couple that got him. You know, it might have been the difference. He might have won it in 72 holes instead of having to go to a playoff.
Oh, we can all look back over 72 holes and find some. But you can also find stuff you shouldn't have.
Justin Thomas shanked one, remember. Yeah. He shanked one there on a Sunday and won.
That was a cold shank, too. That wasn't a half shank. Yeah.
But Thomas now two majors, both PGA championships himself. And Dave, he has even said he's underachieved, he thought, in his career. A unique relationship with his coach and the fact that his father is a PGA professional, and that's his coach. And I heard this week he said, I told him I need him to be a little less dad sometimes and a little bit more my coach. In other words, if I'm doing something wrong, tell me. Yeah. You know, so obviously that worked out quite well.
So, well, you've got a son that's a fine player too.
Yeah, he's our current course record holder and played professional golf for 4 years and, you know, never made it to the PGA Tour and finally said, I've had enough. And I wasn't disappointed because I think if you try for too long, you become incredibly bitter.
Yeah. Well, he could play, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a very good player. Yeah.
What's the course record here?
63.
63.
It's pretty good.
So I just did, because we're going to talk about the PGA Championship. So in 2000, the total purse was $5 million, and this year was $15 million, so it's tripled since 2000. So the game of golf is pretty healthy.
Tiger had something to do with that.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
And membership here, when we were talking with Sydney earlier, she said is doing very well. So I'm sure you're feeling that in the pro shop and just around the course, that people are loving golf probably just as much as since you've been working here.
It's been fantastic. And one of the things that separates us from a lot of clubs is there's no members here that I don't call by their first name. And I explain that to them when they're preparing to join or making that decision, that if you need to call them, if I have to call you Mr. Metis, then this probably isn't the place for you.
That's a good way to handle it.
I'm going to call you Jeff. And if you need to be called Mr. or Mrs., then go join somewhere else. We're a big, giant family, and everybody's super friendly, and there's no pretentiousness. It's just a great place.
Well, that's great. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about, trying to make people feel welcome in the game. There can be a layer, possibly sometimes, of feeling, I don't know if intimidation is the right word, or trepidness about people with golf. And I think that's, you know, we've talked about it with getting different genders involved, different ages involved. But that's probably another thing to overcome maybe as a PGA pro, that you have to make people feel welcome, that, you know, we don't always talk about as much maybe.
Yeah, and comfortable. And to be honest, how long you've been in this industry? A long time.
Yeah.
You're still invigorated 40, up to this point.
48 years.
Yeah. Well, geez.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say
it's
that.
A long time.
Yeah, it is a long time. I thought I had a lot with 30.
Well,
but to have a great membership like that, otherwise you wouldn't come back year after year after year to this place. And it just makes it fun when you're surrounded. That's the fun part about being a club pro, with the people and getting to know all the cool personalities, all the different jobs, all the different things that people like to do. And you probably met hundreds and hundreds of great people.
We try to make it a fun place because I know that everybody in their lives has stuff. Everybody knows somebody that's dying of cancer. Everybody has stuff. So when they come here, let's make it fun.
Yeah. And you've set that tone for all these years, and that's why it's a cool place.
Yep. Congratulations on your tenure here and the work you've done and being a part of the 100th anniversary. We've been enjoying talking about it. So thanks again, Dave, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Dave Thomas, the head PGA pro here at Springville Country Club, as they celebrate 100 years. We'll take our final time out. When we come back, we'll get a check of our leaderboards from the PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, Champions Tour report. And Jeff and I will have a few thoughts as well on the course here and on the PGA Championship, too, when we return after this. I'm Brian Colzio. Thanks for listening. More Tee to Green coming up from Springville Country Club.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up.
7:48. Welcome back. Tee to Green live at Springville Country Club. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary, and we're excited to be here. It is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. This week, the Charles Schwab Challenge going on in Texas, and a three-way tie for the lead. Scottie Scheffler is amongst those, the Masters champion. He, Bo Hostler, and Scott Stallings have a three-way tie at -9. Patrick Reed is one shot back at -8. Other names of note, Victor Hovland is 3 off the lead. He is at -6. Jordan Spieth is at -3. 5. Mito Pereira, we talked about him last week, a chance that he had to win the PGA Championship. He's having a good bounce-back week. He is at -4. So there's your look at the PGA Tour leaderboard.
And the Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. It's a major this week for the seniors. Right now, Scotty McCarron and Stephen Ames are tied at 8-under, followed by Brian Gay, Mike Weir, Bernhard Langer, there's a shocker, at 6-under. Also close to the lead is Ernie Els, and it's going to be a great event. This is their majors. It's a fun one to watch this week.
LPGA event this week. They're actually doing a match play, the Bank of Hope LPGA match play, presented by the MGM Rewards, and they're down to the final 16, and matches are going out this morning. I know they've got coverage on Golf Channel, so if you like to watch match play, the ladies this week on the LPGA Tour, they're down to what is their Sweet 16 round, similar to what we saw with the match play with the men about a month or so before the Masters. They do that event down in Austin. So that's what they have going on this week with the LPGA, and also some news this week with Nelly Korda.
Yeah, one of my favorite golfers, Nelly Korda, is the first woman to sign a head-to-toe contract with FootJoy and Titleist. So congratulations to her on her new contract. It's just showing the growth in the women's game.
I know. Very good. Hey, I want to mention, we always joke that myself, you, and me and Kevin, you know, we still don't have a hole-in-one. We were talking with John Nason, one of the members here at Springville, who had said that they actually had two hole-in-ones on the 12th hole here.
Which is iconic hole.
In the same group at the same time.
So walking down to the green, there's two balls in the cup from that precipice you hit from up there. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty amazing. I want to give a quick shout-out, again, since we... Someday we're going to have a celebration show with either you or me or Jeff.
Oh, it's going to be a big celebration.
Making the hole-in-one. Yeah. I can't... The three of us, all the shots we've hit... We still have one, but I want to give a shout-out to a friend this week who got a hole-in-one. Mark Chavez is his name. The 12th hole at Craigburn.
Ooh.
His first ever hole-in-one.
That's a so, nice one, too.
Mark, congrats. Very cool. You'll never forget that. Yeah, and everybody's got the hole-in-one story. I've got the hole-in-one Except story me. Of watching people get it.
I played with about 7 or 8 people when they've had holes-in-one. I've just never had one myself.
I've never had one. We'll get one.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of these days.
How about a quick thought on Justin Thomas winning last week in terms of the fact of kind of like where he goes from here now? Two majors. He said he's underachieved in majors. I guess I would kind of agree, but
yeah.
Now an opportunity maybe. I'm sure he's thinking he wants to get other majors too. He's won the PGA twice. His game is as good as anybody when it's on, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very few people can work the ball in the ways he can work the ball. You know, he has a modern swing as far as the power and the speed and the launching off his lower body, et cetera. But he works the ball so beautifully, and he's got to be filled with confidence. He knows he's one of the best players in the world now. And that, you know, that the first one, there's a lot of people that have one major. At least now he's in a little different class having two majors. And I'm sure it's super important to him to win something besides the PGA, too. He'd love to win the U.S. Open, the Open, we can't call it the British Open, yeah, or the Masters. And he's going to be competing for those tournaments as he does. He seems to be near the lead in all the majors, I feel. So, and I'm super proud because his dad's his coach and his dad, like most of the players, yeah.
So Tiger, we know when we did our show last week, mm-hmm. was still playing. He withdrew after round three, didn't play on Sunday. So,
I was shocked.
Yeah, it was his first withdrawal within a tournament. Interesting.
Yeah, we talked about it, and I said anybody who knows Tiger knows he would never quit. And for Tiger to basically withdraw or quit, he had to really be struggling or think he was only going to do damage to himself or embarrass himself out there. And he's got a lot of pride, so it had to be something severe for him not to get up there and at least tee it up in the final round. But he's played in two majors, and he's made the cut in both of them. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, will he play in the U.S. Open, which is in Brookline, Massachusetts, at the Country Club? That's about
coming up.
It's about two weeks away. Father's Day weekend in June. He hasn't said yes or no. He is, of course, registered. They do that. That's part of the thing. He did say, you know, for the Masters that he would play the Open Championship at St. Andrews, that was important to him to be there. So you wonder, will he skip this one or not? I don't know.
I think with the history, I mean, if he's showing up at St. Andrews because of the history, you know, the home of golf and the U.S. Open, the greatest event that, you know, and, you know, the Open for the American Championship, if he's physically able to play, I think he'll be there. I don't know what that facility's like to walk. I know in Tulsa that was a difficult walk. So, you know, I got to think he's going to show up that week and at least give it a shot and see if he can manage around. Well, but I was wrong about him withdrawing. I'm hoping he's there.
Yeah. One more note from the PGA. Will Zalatoris lost in the playoff. Zalatoris in his first 8 majors. So he's played in 8. He's been in the top 10 five of the eight. Hasn't won, but the only player ever to have five top 10s in his first eight major starts is Ernie Els. He had five. Tiger only had one. Mickelson only had one. Rahm won. Spieth won. JT won. Morikawa, four. But Els the most, five. And now Zalatoris has five top 10s in his first eight majors.
And we talk about his putting. He can't putt. Well, apparently he can putt because you're not finishing top 10s in majors, the toughest putting greens there are, if you're not putting pretty well.
I would agree. Hey, if you want to, if you're those that like to throw a few bucks on the golf and watch the pros this weekend, make sure you check out our Jeff Blank, one of our Tee to Green contributors. He does daily wagering advice. Also, he does his weekly video and his preview. You can check it out on our social media pages at T2GBuffalo on Instagram and on Twitter. And we'll be posting some more pictures here from Springville.
Yeah, we're going to take a ride around, huh?
Yeah.
It's so pretty enough place to just drive around. Yeah.
You know, I posted a few pictures already this morning on Instagram and on Twitter. So, again, check it out at T2GBuffalo, and we'll be posting some more here. But a really, really we've enjoyed the show today. I know we enjoy going every week, but yeah. I love hearing golf history, like just the story about the railroad, the purchase, Pop Warner, and just the redesign and all that sort of stuff. Just what a cool place it is here.
Yeah, like I said, I've been coming here for 35 years, and I didn't know any of that until this morning when we were driving up here looking at the packet, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to take a ride around. We'll give you some more pictures. And with that, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah, it was a fun show today.
Yes. Jeff, thank you. Enjoy your week.
And, I shall, yes.
We shall chat next week. We'll be up at Niagara Falls Country Club for previewing the Women's Porter Cup.
It's just coming up soon. Yeah, it's Porter Cup season. Yeah. Summer golf tournaments.
That's right. So we'll be up at Niagara Falls next week to preview that Women's Porter Cup event. Big thanks to everybody here at Springville Country Club. Cindy Zalakowski from the 100th Anniversary Committee. Thank you, Sydney. Appreciate it. Dave Thomas, the PGA Pro. Brian Coyne, the superintendent. And John Nason for your info all week. Thank you very much. Zach, thank you. Back in our studios, our producer. For PGA Pro Jeff Metis, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Springville Country Club, we've had fun. It'll be up on our on-demand audio section if you missed any of the show, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out as well, at Brian WGR. We'll talk to you next week. Tee to Green from Niagara Falls Country Club, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
7:48. Welcome back. TD Green live at Springville Country Club. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary, and we're excited to be here. It is time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. This week, the Charles Schwab Challenge going on in Texas in a three-way tie for the lead. Scottie Scheffler is amongst those, the Masters champion. He, Bo Hostler, and Scott Stallings have a three-way tie at minus nine. Patrick Reed is one shot back at minus eight. Other names of note, Victor Hovland is three off the lead. He is at minus six. Jordan Spieth is at minus five. Mito Pereira, we talked about him last week, a chance that he had to win the PGA Championship. He's having a good bounce-back week. He is at minus four. So there's your look at the PGA Tour leaderboard.
And the Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf attire. It's a major this week for the seniors. Right now, Scotty McCarron and Stephen Ames are tied at 8-under, followed by Brian Gay, Mike Weir, Bernhard Langer, there's a shocker, at 6-under. Also close to the lead is Ernie Els, and it's going to be a great event. This is their majors. It's a fun one to watch this week.
LPGA event this week. They're actually doing a match play, the Bank of Hope LPGA match play, presented by the MGM Rewards, and they're down to the final 16, and matches are going out this morning. I know they've got coverage on Golf Channel. So if you like to watch match play, the ladies this week on the LPGA Tour, they're down to what is their Sweet 16 round, similar to what we saw with the match play with the men about a month or so before the Masters. They do that event down in Austin. So that's what they have going on this week with the LPGA, and also some news this week with Nelly Korda.
Yeah, my favorite, one of my favorite golfers, Nelly Korda, is the first woman to sign a head-to-toe contract with FootJoy and Titleist. So congratulations to her on her new contract. It's just showing the growth in the women's game.
I know. Very good. Hey, I want to mention, we always joke that myself, you, and me and Kevin, you know, we still don't have a hole-in-one. Mm-hmm. We were talking with John Nason, one of the members here at Springville, who had said that they actually had two hole-in-ones on the 12th hole here.
Which is iconic hole.
In the same group at the same time.
So walking down to the green, there's two balls in the cup from that precipice you hit from up there. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty amazing. I want to give a quick shout-out, again, since we... Someday we're going to have a celebration show with either you or me or Jeff.
Oh, it's going to be a big celebration.
Making the hole-in-one. Yeah. I can't... The three of us, all the shots we've hit... We still have one, but I want to give a shout out to a friend this week who got a hole in one. Mark Chavez is his name. The 12th hole at Craigburn.
Ooh.
His first ever hole in one.
That's a nice one, too.
Mark, congrats. Very cool. You'll never forget that. Yeah, and everybody's got the hole in one story. I've got the hole in one story of watching people get it.
I played with about seven or eight people when they've had holes in one. I've just never had one myself.
I've never had one. We'll get one.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of these days.
How about a quick thought on Justin Thomas winning last week in terms of the fact of kind of like where he goes from here now? Two majors. He said he's underachieved in majors. I guess I would kind of agree, but
yeah.
Now an opportunity maybe. I'm sure he's thinking he wants to get other majors too. He's won the PGA twice. His game is as good as anybody when it's on, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very few people can work the ball in the ways he can work the ball. You know, he has a modern swing as far as the power and the speed and the launching off his lower body, et cetera. But he works the ball so beautifully, and he's got to be filled with confidence. He knows he's one of the best players in the world now. And that, you know, that the first one, there's a lot of people that have one major. At least now he's in a little different class having two majors. And I'm sure it's super important to him to win something besides the PGA, too. He'd love to win the U.S. Open, the Open, we can't call it the British Open, yeah, or the Masters. And he's going to be competing for those tournaments as he does. He seems to be near the lead in all the majors, I feel. So, and I'm super proud because his dad's his coach, and his dad, like most of the players, yeah.
So, Tiger, we know when we did our show last week, mm-hmm. was still playing. He withdrew after round three, didn't play on Sunday. So,
I was shocked.
Yeah. It was his first withdrawal within a tournament. Interesting.
Yeah, we talked about it, and yeah. I said anybody who knows Tiger knows he would never quit. And for Tiger to basically withdraw or quit, he had to really be struggling or think he was only going to do damage to himself or embarrass himself out there. And he's got a lot of pride, so it had to be something severe for him not to get up there and at least tee it up in the final round. But he's played in two majors, and he's made the cut in both of them. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, will he play in the U.S. Open, which is in Brookline, Massachusetts, at the Country Club?
It's coming up.
It's about three weeks away. Father's Day weekend in June. He hasn't said yes or no. He is, of course, registered. They do that. That's part of the thing. He did say, you know, before at the, for the Masters that he would play the Open Championship at St. Andrews, that that was important to him to be there. So you wonder, will he skip this one or not? I don't know.
I think with the history, I mean, if he's showing up at St. Andrews because of the history, you know, the home of golf and the U.S. Open, the greatest event that, you know, and you know, the Open for the American Championship, if he's physically able to play, I think he'll be there. I don't know what that facility's like to walk. I know in Tulsa that was a difficult walk. So, you know, I got to think he's going to show up that week and at least give it a shot and see if he can manage around. Well, but I was wrong about him withdrawing. I'm hoping he's there.
Yeah. One more note from the PGA. Will Zalatoris lost in the playoff. Zalatoris in his first 8 majors. So he's played in 8. He's been in the top 10, 5 of the 8. Hasn't won, but the only player ever to have 5 top 10s in his first 8 major starts is Ernie Els. He had 5. Tiger only had 1. Mickelson only had 1. Rahm 1. Spieth 1. JT 1. Morikawa 4. But Els the most 5. And now Zalatoris has 5 top 10s in his first 8 majors.
And we talk about his putting. He can't putt. Well, apparently he can putt because you're not finishing top 10s in majors, the toughest putting greens there are, if you're not putting pretty well.
I would agree. Hey, if you want to, if you're those that like to throw a few bucks on the golf and watch the pros this weekend, make sure you check out our Jeff Blank, one of our Tee to Green contributors. He does daily wagering advice. Also, he does his weekly video and his preview. You can check it out on our social media pages at T2GBuffalo on Instagram and on Twitter. And we'll be posting some more pictures here from Springville.
Yeah, we're going to take a ride around, huh?
Yeah.
It's so pretty enough place to just drive around.
You know, I posted a few pictures already this morning on Instagram and on Twitter. So, again, check it out at T2GBuffalo, and we'll be posting some more here. But a really, really we've enjoyed the show today. I know we enjoy going every week, but I love hearing golf history, like just the story about the railroad, the purchase, Pop Warner, and just the redesign and all that sort of stuff. Just what a cool place it is here.
Yeah, like I said, I've been coming here for 35 years, and I didn't know any of that until this morning when we were driving up here looking at the packet, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So we're going to take a ride around. We'll give you some more pictures. And with that, unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah, it was a fun show today.
Yes. Jeff, thank you. Enjoy your week.
And, I shall, yes.
We shall chat next week. We'll be up at Niagara Falls Country Club for previewing the Women's Porter Cup.
It's just coming up soon. Yeah, it's Porter Cup season. Yeah. Summer golf tournaments.
That's right. So we'll be up at Niagara Falls next week to preview that Women's Porter Cup event. Big thanks to everybody here at Springville Country Club. Cindy Zalakowski from the 100th Anniversary Committee. Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate it. Dave Thomas, the PGA Pro. Brian Coyne, the superintendent. And John Nason for your info all week. Thank you very much. Zach, thank you. Back in our studios, our producer. For PGA Pro Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colzio. Thanks for listening. Springville Country Club, we've had fun. It'll be up on our on-demand audio section if you missed any of the show, WGR550.com. I'll also tweet it out as well, at Brian WGR. We'll talk to you next week. Tee to Green from Niagara Falls Country Club, right here on WGR Sports Radio 550.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.